This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bob, what do you do to memorize it? You've never told me this before. What are you doing in the days leading up to a preseason game to make sure that you don't F up the names when you're on stage doing this game?
Well, I appreciate you guys the sentiment there. It is difficult, but it's just a matter of going over rosters, try to remember little things about each player if I can. I use my wife, actually. I tell Lisa, you know, we go through this test where I have all these numbers. I put them in a basket. And this is about the opposing team mostly, but, you know, pull one out and trigger my memory, you know, and if I hopefully I'll get it right and I'll tell you a little bit about a person, but it takes a long time.
Are you stuck on guys right now with the Bucks, or have you already memorized their roster?
No, I'm still in the process. That's what I'm doing. They have three sets of double numbers here. So, you know, when the double number comes up, I have to clarify because it says on the sheet where Lisa picks it out.
Who wears number 44 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Who's number 44 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yep.
I would say Sean Tucker, but it's off the top of my head.
Let's go, Bob.
Bob, I think
he asked you that
on purpose, though, because I ditched by accident Sean Tucker in one of my fantasy leagues and was rightfully mocked for it. And so it's not just the Syracuse factor there. It's because I made a very stupid decision with that guy.
Well, he had a pretty good first game, if I recall, last week against Tennessee. So, you know, he's one of the guys that they're going to be relying on in their run game, which was good last week. So we'll see a lot of that. I think they have six guys right now in their running back room. So we'll see a lot of them.
How long do the future bartenders of America. I apologize. I did not know we were going down that road.
No, that's okay.
How long do those charts take for you to make?
Depends. If I can do them straight through, it takes a good 4 hours, 5 hours.
How do you feel about that level of prep?
I love it.
You have, if you see our preseason games, you know that there are a lot of promotional things being talked about. And it's kind of a diversion of attention because, you know, you want to focus on who's coming into the game because unlike a regular season game, I mean, there are all sorts of players coming in and out at various times. But when we're doing some of the business we have to do, my attention is not there. It's on, you know, the reads we have to make. So in that case, you got to rely on, again, the memory that comes into a play. And it's an acquired taste. It's fun. I enjoy it. I think it tests me. It keeps my brain moving, I can tell you that.
Donnie started the show by saying he does not agree with Tomlin's philosophy here of not giving Aaron Rodgers any reps in the preseason. Donnie brought up Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and these guys. How about you, Bob, your reaction to seeing Aaron Rodgers again put on ice here in the preseason?
Well, he's going to get plenty of time today in this joint practice, but I agree with Donnie, and I've said that from the beginning. I don't need to see a lot, but I want to see a little anyway. And I thought it would be this home game against Tampa Bay on Saturday night. A lot of people coming out, a lot of first-time people have a chance to see him, you know, just for a series or two or whatever it may take. There's risk involved in everything. We've seen guys get injured in practice, joint practices, regular practices. So Yeah, there's a risk, but at the same time, this is a whole new cast of characters, and I would like to see a little bit just getting in and out of the huddle, you know, the cadences, all the things that go into what he has to do with a young offensive line.
Mike was asked, I think, about a rookie or a guy who could really – he's going to be watching closely in this game, and he singled out Caleb Johnson and talked about him, and he said he needed to trust himself more. Who do you think, or how much do you think Caleb Johnson stands to gain or lose in terms of a role with this team by how he performs the rest of this preseason?
Well, I think it was the first game, Chris, is, you know, I didn't think he was all that good, to be honest. There was some hesitation there, I thought. Charlie and I, when we went through in the breaks, were saying it's a little apprehensive, like he was trying to pick his spots, not unlike Le'Veon Bell or, to a degree, Najee Harris. But I think he needs to utilize what he has. Hit the hole and run. He can do that. You know, he's a guy who has a lot of potential out of Iowa. I mean, he wouldn't put up the kind of numbers he did, which I think last year were 21 touchdowns and all these yards. So they want to see more of that and more decisiveness, I think, when it comes to hitting the hole.
Bob, Cam Hayward not going to play, Mike Tomlin said, obviously. He's still not practicing. If you had to guess right now, a very educated guess, obviously, because of your standing, how do you think this ends for Cam Hayward with the Steelers?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been saying, and I think I'm going to stick to this, that it's going to end with him getting something from next year's bonus money that's attached to this. Again, there's leverage on both sides. The Steelers have most of the leverage here because of what happened last year, and I think Cameron and his agent left a lot on the table, and because of that, you know, they're going through this process now. If they had this all figured out in the context of a contract, I don't think we'd be going down this road, but because we are, I do think they'll do something. The leverage on Cam's part is that he's a big part of what they do on defense, especially with all these young guys surrounding him. You know, Keanu Benton didn't come off a good second year. Derek Harmon's a rookie. We see Black. He's a rookie. Other guys have been around forever, like, you know, DeMarvin Leal, Isaiah Loudermilk, name him, Logan Lee. Haven't seen much from those guys. He is the one linchpin, and if they're putting everything, you know, all the chips moved into the middle of the table here for the season, he's important for that. So I think it will end with him getting some extra money somewhere along the line.
Bob, you have a pulse of the fans, probably to an even greater extent than Andrew does or I do. How much damage do you think right now Hayward has done so far throughout this process in terms of his relationship with the fan base and how they view him?
I think this is not unlike T.J. Watt, though, Chris. You know, he went through the same kind of thing, although this is a little bit different because T.J. at least, you know, it's the same time coming up for a renewal, and then they normally will address it. This is a little bit different. So I think from that point it has. But I think overall, once this gets settled and he gets out there, and if he contributes the way he did last year, I think all will be forgotten. Cam Hayward's done too much good in this town for people to remember this over everything else he's done. So I do think temporarily there is that, yes. But I also think as time goes on, that will kind of recede, and you'll see – hopefully he has a good year. They need him to have a good year if they're going to do anything. And as far as stopping other teams running games, which is something they could not do last year.
Is Bob Pompeiani starting to think that the Steelers are going to add a wide receiver, and it might be a big-name wide receiver, like, let's say, OBJ?
I will say this. A lot of this will depend on what happens this coming Saturday, mostly, but even in the next week. If they don't see, you know, I don't know what the extent of Austin's injury is, Andrew, and I think that's an important part of this, too, because he's big. He needs to get out there. Roman Wilson looked okay, a couple of catches. Scotty Miller's been probably the best guy out there. They can't survive, though, with just those kind of guys. If they do, they better put up bigger efforts here in the next coming day. So I would say I'm 60-40 thinking they're going to sign somebody. I know Amari Cooper's name has come up. We've been talking about players like him for a long time. Mm-hmm. That could very well be the guy. If it gets bigger than that, then it requires another trade. So I do think there'll be 60-40. I'm saying something will happen.
Do you think Robert Woods makes this team?
No, but again, if they need a veteran guy because these other guys aren't doing it, then at 33 years old, he would be somebody who, you know, he's had a pretty good history too. I think he's won a Super Bowl with the Rams when he was with them. He's had a lot of touchdowns. I mean, he's reliable, but he's not the same player at 33 that he was. So my gut would tell me no. If it's Austin, Metcalf, Roman Wilson, you know, Scarano's going to be on the team just because of his
Scotty Miller. Scotty Miller so much. He's been like this ultra, Mr. Consistency here.
I would love to see Rock Taylor take off so I can just give Donnie another. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Well, hold on. I'm glad you brought that up, Bob. I'm glad you brought that up. We thought maybe you've been so good to me and to Andrew throughout our respective careers. You've been so kind to both of us and generous in many ways. We thought maybe since you did that for Donnie, you could do something PM team related. And we thought our easiest, you know, quotable thing that people associate with the show is the phrase, congratulations on all your success. Do you think you could work that in at some point for a Steelers player? Say Darnell Washington catches another touchdown and you say, and that's a, you know, Steelers touchdown for Darnell Washington. Congratulations on all your success.
I think that's doable. Yeah, I do.
Let's go, Bob.
Who it would be in the time of the game.
All right. I'll try to
figure that in.
Have Lisa
quiz. Congratulations
on
your success for this outstanding radio program.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob, I will be up there Saturday, so I'll pop in and say hello.
All right. Look forward to seeing you guys. Appreciate
it. There you go.
Have a good rest of your day. Donnie, go get him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.